My next guest is on the line. We're going to be talking about the effects of the pay for slay policy. My guest is Lieutenant Colonel in the Reserves Advocate Maurice Hirsch. Just want to talk about the issue for one more moment. There was an article printed in Arut Sheva not too long ago. I want to read you the title of the article because it's pretty shocking. It's 160 of the newly freed terrorists left jail millionaires. We'll get into the contents of the article in more detail with my guest, who is quoted extensively throughout. But Lieutenant Colonel in the Reserves, Advocate Maurice Hirsch, thank you for being with me this afternoon.
Hi, Simon. Always a pleasure.
So it's a pretty astounding headline to read that convicted terrorists, murderers, are going to be released and a million shekels sitting in the bank accounts.
So let me just give you a bit of an idea and the listeners a bit of an idea of what the Palestinian Authority's pay for slay policy is. This has been a policy that is implemented. It's not just an arbitrary policy. It's actually a law in the Palestinian Authority. It was a law passed by Mahmoud Abbas back in 2004. The law says that the terrorists, all terrorists arrested, it doesn't matter whether they're from Hamas, from Fatah, from Palestinian Islamic Jihad, the Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine, all Palestinian terrorists who have been arrested become employees of the Palestinian Authority, and they are paid a monthly salary. The salary goes up after a time spent in prison. In 2004, the salary was X. In 2006, Mahmoud Abbas raised the salary substantially. And again in 2011, in some cases, raising the salaries of these terrorists by 300%. We're talking about people, murderers sitting in jail, who are making or receiving a salary from the Palestinian Authority that is equivalent to a minister in the government. That's the esteem to which they hold these murderers and mass murderers, and they pay their money. So you now had, in this last deal, not a small amount of these mass murderers, many of whom I was personally involved with sending them to jail as part of my military service in the IDF prosecution. And so now they're getting out of jail. They've been there for 20 years. Most of these terrorists were single when they went in. They've collected the money up. The Palestinians celebrate almost 50 different occasions in which Israel has released terrorist murderers. So they all have that hope that they're going to get out and have the opportunity to again go back and murder Jews. And so the money builds up in their accounts. They come out and they have, the moment they leave a prison, they have this massive amount of money that is built up over the years. They then get an additional release grant, another up to $25,000 that they get from the Palestinian Authority. And then thereafter, it doesn't end even with prison. They continue to be employees of the Palestinian Authority, making money left, right, and center. The only condition, listen to this carefully, Simon, the only condition of the salary is that if they are actually called to come and work, then they have to come. But otherwise, they can just sit at home and do nothing. It's unbelievable. This is an organization that complains to the world that it has no money, that it cannot fund education and health for the Palestinians and welfare, and yet it has hundreds of millions of shekels of dollars to pay every single year to the terrorists.
So this is something I'm not understanding. I'm not understanding, because I would have thought that European donor countries are required to comply with certain internal legislative requirements or internal treaties or whatever it is that Europeans are bound by. Surely the PA can't be using donor funds to finance these kinds of activities. Surely not.
The PA is using all money from all sides to finance these policies. The Europeans say, well, our money isn't going specifically to fund the salaries to terrorists. We pay salaries to school teachers. Now, I ask you, if you are a drug addict, right?
Yeah.
And you have to make a decision. You either buy food with your 100 rand or you buy drugs with 100 rand. And then you have a decision. It's a dilemma. But if someone else comes up and says, you know what, I'm going to pay for your food, all you have to do is buy drugs. And yeah. And so the dilemma indirect. Is gone.
Yeah.
And that is, it's money is fungible. If the Europeans are paying for welfare and for salaries of teachers, it means that the Palestinian Authority can use its other money to pay salaries to terrorists.
Imagine,
I truly apologize for this disgusting comment that I'm about to say, but imagine the outcry there would be around the world if there was a policy: kill a black person and receive a financial reward for the rest of your life, become a millionaire.
Yeah, you.
But that's what this policy is: kill a Jew and get rich.
It's worse than that.
That's how vile this policy is.
It's worse. I remember, and I don't remember who it was, one of the podcasts I've listened to over the past year or so spoke about a Palestinian being brought before an Israeli court. There was a plea deal, and he wouldn't take it because he wasn't charged seriously enough. He actually wanted a more severe sentence because then he could qualify for this benefit.
And now you're actually stepping on my own blisters. I was the prosecutor in that case. I had a very, very good reputation of being a harsh prosecutor. And suddenly a terrorist wanted more time in jail than I was offering him.
I mean, that's
insane. And I was like blown away as a prosecutor. I don't understand what's going on here. How have I been so lenient if even the terrorist wants more time in jail? But then I understood he wanted 5 years in jail, which would then guarantee him a salary for the rest of his life.
So you're incentivizing.
It wasn't just random. It wasn't arbitrary.
Yeah, no, that makes perfect sense.
It was terrorists understanding that we're going to go out, we're going to commit certain terrorist offenses in order to accumulate the time that we need to really win this lottery, get rich, and never have to work again. And so that's the way this mechanism works.
Advocate
plead poverty,
yes,
and pay terror.
You, in that article, are quoted as having quite substantial criticism for the Israeli government and its role in allowing or facilitating this system.
Yeah, without question. Unfortunately, as part of the Oslo Accords, Israel agreed to waive a lot of taxes on behalf of this newly founded Palestinian Authority that was meant to promote peace, was meant to promote coexistence, and was really meant to promote this idea of all of us living together and giving up on this idea of terrorism. Unfortunately, we know that the Oslo Accords were nothing more than a Trojan horse to bring in hundreds and thousands of terrorists and to arm them and to then send them out to murder Jews. And yet Israel's government has carried on almost dogmatically transferring that money. So when the PA spends, when the Palestinian Authority spends 100 shekels, 100 rand, paying a salary to a terrorist to murder Jews, of that 100 shekel, 100 rand, he receives 65 shekel, or 65% of the expense from Israel. That's the taxes that Israel collects and keeps on giving them. So I ask you, why would you keep on doing that when you know that the money you're going to give them is going to fund the reward for the murder of our children? And unfortunately, the international pressure, you talked about the Europeans, Israel stopped giving their money for a while, and the Europeans were having a fit. The Americans were having a fit. How can you stop giving them money when Obama in 2015, when Prime Minister Netanyahu stopped the funds, he literally had a tantrum. How dare you stop giving them money so that they can? How are they going to fund the rewards for the murderers of your children? And that's the situation that we're in, where Israel's government, unfortunately, didn't make that decision. It has now made that decision, by the way.
I was going to ask you, where are we going, and this what has to change in the current ceasefire deal for this to stop?
Now, so for the last few months, Israel's government hasn't transferred any money to the Palestinians, and the international community is at a loss. How can we give them money? How can we force the Israelis to continue on giving them money? This is that's the discussion, and really, what we're talking about here is something which is widely condemned. President Trump himself has said the Palestinians need to stop paying salaries to terrorists. This is part of what really hides behind that very broad language of the agreement, that there's going to be a reformed Palestinian Authority, one that doesn't incite the murder of Jews, one that doesn't reward and incentivize the murder of Jews and seek Israel's destruction. That's really that discussion there. It's unfortunately not clear enough. It's not it's not said enough. There are very specific goals of that reform that need to be met. They need to condemn terrorism. They need to stop paying salaries to terrorists. They need to take out every single reference to incitement to violence in their school curricula and their school books. They need to set up a judiciary which is really which can actually function, rather than their practice to date with Mahmoud Abbas. Every time some court makes a decision that he doesn't like, he just fires the judges and sets up another court.
Tell me that long litany.
This is a guy it's a guy who's in his 21st year of his first 4-year term as president. It's a joke. He promised Macron in return for the recognition of the state of Palestine, he promised electoral reform. So what did he write in his letter to Macron? We're going to change the electoral law so that only parties that accept the PLO directive will be able to run. In other words, what does that mean? He's turning the Palestinian Authority into Soviet Russia. Everyone has a vote, but there's only one party to vote for. It's just a joke, and the world laps it up. Macron laps it up and says, oh, yes, of course, we have to recognize Palestine, recognize the state of Palestine, because Mahmoud Abbas is committed to electoral reform. Unfortunately, these people do not have the best interests of the Palestinians at heart. They do not have the best interests of the local population. They are catering to their ever-growing hostile domestic populations, and are making decisions that are bad for the Palestinians, bad for Israel, bad for international law, and they unfortunately just don't care.
So somebody has written in and said part of the solution must be to include death penalty to terrorists. Is that going way too far?
Absolutely not. I am a staunch proponent of the death penalty. These terrorists do not want to die. The example that I always give is Marwan Barghouti, the great leader of the terrorist war from 2000. He was arrested while hiding in a dugout, came out with his hands raised up high in his tidy whiteies, so to ensure that he wasn't carrying any bombs or guns or anything, and really he was very much embarrassed in front of the entire world, and he does that because he wants to live another day to murder more Jews. I stood in court one day with Abdallah Barghouti. I don't know if the name means anything. This is a terrorist who murdered 67 people. He said, I confessed everything that you've indicted me for. And if you would have given me the chance, I would carry on murdering Jews. These are the people that they don't want to die. And therefore, I believe that the death sentence could be something which could be very effective, both as a punishment and as a deterrent.
Yeah.
Surely as a deterrent, and it will certainly save lives. The problem that we're in at the moment is the terrorists have learned that every time Israel puts other terrorists in jail, sentences to life sentences, we kidnap a few Israelis, and Israel
pays.
Gives in, and releases the terrorists. So if the terrorists were dead, there'd be no one to release.
I'm out of time.
And they wouldn't have to kidnap anyone.
Thank you for your input this afternoon. As always, really appreciate it. We'll chat again soon, that is for sure.